You're listening to SBS News.
Some businesses in Italy are getting to reopen on May the 4th as the country moves into phase two of its almost two-month lockdown. Some restrictions will ease to allow trips to the park, takeaways, family visits and outdoor exercise. More people are expected to return to work following the preliminary relaxing of the COVID-19 shutdown. However, for the invisibles, undocumented African migrants in Italy, there remains little evidence normal work will resume. In the commune of Castel Volturno, 35 kilometres northwest of the city of Naples, a group of invisibles have no evidence that the Italian government's social nets will address their hardships. While the number of virus cases in Castel Volturno has been minimal, with 14 cases and one death, the coronavirus is worsening other problems. 43-year-old Jimmy Donko is from Ghana and lives in a derelict house with 46 Nigerian and Ghanaian men. Mr. Donko says it is a struggle to get by.
Because there is no food, some have gone for water and others, we are unable to get all of us here. But at the moment, these are the numbers that we have here. Some has gone out and getting to another time, they will be coming. So in this house, we face a lot of problems. You know, we don't have electricity, we don't have water, we don't have documents. How to get food is a problem.
Old blankets and towels are used to cover broken windows in his home, and there is no electricity. Some of the men, including Mr. Donko, have not worked in months. For them, the government orders to stay at home have snatched away their only means of survival. The migrant centre, Centro Fernandez, the City Hall and Father Daniele Moschetti are working together to bring bags of food to the people of Castel Volturno. However, to get the food, people have to call a single phone line and provide a residence. This has proven to be impossible for Mr. Donko and his 46 housemates, as no one has the correct documents and one person cannot get food for all of them. Father Moschetti says there are thousands of undocumented immigrants who need help.
Castel Volturno has a presence of 25,000 citizens in the area of almost 27.
Castel Volturno has 25,000 citizens in an area which is almost 27 kilometres along the Mediterranean Sea. But of the 25,000 people, 3,000 are immigrants from different parts of the world. They're legal immigrants, but there are many more who are illegal, what they call invisible people. And this is between 10, 15, 20,000. We don't know because there's no census. And this is the most difficult part of this moment, of this emergency.
The coronavirus hit Italy's industrial north the hardest, where the initial homegrown case was registered on the 21st of February. It is where the majority of the infections and over 27,000 deaths have been recorded. Subsequently, most of the government's focus and healthcare responses have been directed to the northern regions. Meanwhile, Mary Sado Ofiri, a Nigerian hairdresser and mother of three, has been holed up in her apartment in Castel Volturno for the duration of the shutdown. Due to the virus pandemic, Ms. Ofiri is unable to work. She says she needs assistance.
This coronavirus, you can't eat and it happens everywhere. We know they come outside. No food, nothing. I have three children with my husband. Nothing. I don't have documents.
But happy. Yeah.
Document is not good. I need help. Better help me. For my children, for my husband. I need help.
Ms. Ofiri lives with a group of people in a dilapidated home, where in the corner of their kitchen, piles of the only food they possess, goat's heads, some fish and chicken, sit on shelves already cooked so it won't go bad. Despite volunteers delivering groceries and providing healthcare on a daily basis, the needs of the people are outweighing the resources, with no end seeming to appear in sight. Sergio Sereno, coordinator of the medical clinic for the non-profit group Emergency in Castel Volturno, says the plight of the invisibles is severe.
There is an emergency within the COVID-19 emergency, which is a social emergency. It was weeks ago that we set up this health service hotline, but instead we are receiving calls that are more social problems because the people are really suffering from hunger.
And you can keep up with the latest on the coronavirus at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sonia Lal, SBS News.